Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another episode of The Rant. All right, everybody, listen up. This is my show, okay? I say whatever I want on here. This is my platform, all right? I am a First Amendment advocate, okay? I think everyone has the right to say whatever they want to say, right? You're allowed to give your opinion. And that's why I made my own show. I wanted to talk about my opinion. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. That's 100% your right. In fact, you could shut me off and not listen to me. I know I have like a fraction of an audience. I have a very small audience. I'm sure most people don't even listen to a full episode. Maybe they just do it out of respect. You know, oh, I hit the play button for my friend Eli, whatever. I know a lot of people are not going to appreciate what I have to say today. But that doesn't matter because I made the show. This is my show. I can say whatever the hell I want to say. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. That's the great thing about America. If you don't like something, you don't have to listen to it. Turn the channel, change the station, hit the pause button, start your other favorite podcast, whatever it is. I'm fired up this morning. I'm fired up today. I'm really pissed off. I think the country is in shambles right now. I think we're at this clear division point, and it makes no sense. All right. But today, I'm going to start off, okay, telling you a story about an experiment, okay, that has to do with chimpanzees. And you might say, well, Eli, what the hell does that have to do with sports? I'm going to tell you, so just sit down and listen. If you don't, I don't care. Here's the story of the experiment about the chimpanzees, okay? So, there was an experiment conducted where they had, I don't know, I think it was like four or five chimps in a exhibit. Indoor exhibit. There was a ladder. And some of you might know the experiment. Maybe you don't. At the top of the ladder was bananas or some fruit or some treat for the chimpanzees. Anytime a chimp went to go climb the ladder, okay, it didn't matter if it was two of them, didn't matter if it was just one, didn't matter if it was all of them, every chimp in that cage or exhibit got sprayed with a hose. Just like it was a big, not a rough hose, okay? These animals weren't injured. They were just sprayed with a cold hose. And if you don't know, chimps don't like water because they can't swim, okay? They don't like water. They don't like the pressure. It feels weird on them, whatever. Just like you wouldn't like being sprayed with a hose. If someone came into your house and sprayed you with a hose, you'd be like, what the hell is going on? Every single one of them got sprayed with a hose, okay? So this would continue every single time any chimp touched the ladder, okay? Sprayed with a hose. They would all stay away from the ladder. Pretty soon, none of the chimps in the exhibit would touch a ladder, right? They just didn't even matter if there was, like, the best treat in the world was on top of that ladder. They would never touch the ladder. So what the scientists started doing was pulling a chimpanzee out of that exhibit and replacing it with a new chimp who had never been in that exhibit before. So that chimp would see the bananas or the treats or whatever at the top of the ladder, and he would go towards the ladder. All the other chimps would grab him and beat the ever-living shit out of him because none of them wanted to get sprayed by the hose. Okay, and this continued. They would basically condition all these new chimps who showed up. The people that got sprayed by the hose would beat the shit out of those people who had no idea what was happening until the scientists started taking one chimp out, replacing it with a new chimp, and pretty soon the exhibit was full of a bunch of chimps who had never, ever been sprayed by the hose. But if a new chimp was put in and he went to touch the ladder, all of them beat the shit out of that person or beat the shit out of that chimp for touching the ladder. But none of the chimps in the exhibit had ever been sprayed by the hose. So what they learned from this experiment was you can be conditioned to do something and you don't even know why. These chimps beat the shit out of another chimp because not that they were afraid of getting hit by the water or the hose, but because they had been conditioned that that's what you do when that chimp touches the ladder. They had no idea what the consequences were if they were to get touched the ladder because none of them ever got sprayed by a hose. They just beat the shit out of anybody who touched the ladder. Now, why do I tell you this story? Why am I using this as an example? Because people are just like the chimps in these experiments, okay? They're extremely reactionary, but sometimes they don't even know why. They just react to the reaction. That's mob mentality, people. That's mob mentality. That's groupthink, is you react to the reaction. We don't even know what was actually said. We don't even know what the true consequences are. We don't even know all the data in the equation. All we do know is react to the reaction, because that's what everybody in this room is doing. And there's countless of experiments that show you how dangerous and how easily you can fall victim to mob mentality and how easily you can get led astray by groupthink. There's dozens of them. I don't have to explain all of them to you. But that happens every day, folks. We don't even know why we're angry sometimes. We just are angry, especially on social media, which is a absolutely sickening and disgusting place. Social media is just full of a bunch of people that fall victim to the mob. It's what it is. It's just a trap. It's a trap where you just be outraged for no reason other than the fact that you're supposed to be outraged, because everybody's outraged. And if you're not outraged, you're not a part of the mob and you're not cool. And we ostracize you for that. So I don't think many of you, okay, heard the entire comment made by Drew Brees before he decided to apologize for them. And in my opinion, okay, key word here, my opinion, he should never have apologized at all. And I think many of you are reacting to the reaction of other people, and you didn't take the time to read or listen to exactly what Drew Brees said. So I'm going to do that here on my show. I'm going to read you the full statement from the interview he did with Yahoo Sports. Okay, and I'm going to set it up for you so you understand exactly how everything transpired. I think a lot of you don't understand. I think a lot of you think that this was just a reaction from other people in sports, in the media, criticizing Drew Brees, and you jumped on board because you don't understand the context of everything that happened. Okay, so this was Drew Brees in an interview with Yahoo Sports. He was asked his opinion on the kneeling for the anthem protest, and this was his response to that question. "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you that what I see and what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States, I envision two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, that brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movement of the 60s, and all that had been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go, but I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart, it shows unity, and it shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better, and that's we are all part of the solution." Just let that sink in for a second. This legitimately sounds like a political speech, okay? Like a political speech that someone typed for some dumb politician who doesn't know anything to read off a teleprompter to make a crowd of people go wild. And this dude came up with it on the spot. Okay, just that was out of his mouth. Drew Brees oozes leadership. I mean, the fact that he could just form that opinion, so clear, concise, caring. I don't see anything offensive or insulting about any of what he just said, especially because it was an opinion. This was not him making a post on social media after what had transpired over the past week. This was him giving his opinion because somebody asked for it. Now, you can say that you're mad about the timing of all this and say maybe he shouldn't have spoke about this right now. But that's just stupid. We like it when athletes speak their mind, at least the woke athletes like LeBron. I have never once said LeBron has no right to talk on any of the issues that he talks about. I have openly called him a hypocrite, which he is. But I never told him he wasn't allowed to state his opinions. But the problem with society is today is we like to hold athletes to a high standard and then get mad when they don't follow the exact same path of others. We are all individuals. The greatest thing about this country is the fact that it was founded on the idea that you can have differing opinions. If you are allowed, you're allowed to disagree, okay? You are allowed to disagree. In fact, it was encouraged all throughout history that we should disagree until very recently. We have debates on the highest stage where people try to tell you why their opinion is right and why you should vote for them, while the other person tries to counter that argument, okay, and tell you why you should do the opposite. In a totalitarian society, there is only one opinion. Okay, let that sink in for a second. In a totalitarian society, there's only one opinion. If you stray from that opinion, you are wrong and most likely are going to be persecuted for that. When that happens, it is bad for society. When there's one opinion, total opinion, and you can't have a different one, it is bad for society. America was founded on the principles of balance. We don't have to agree on everything. Part of life is accepting that not everyone is going to believe exactly what you do. Drew Brees gave his opinion, and then he apologized completely because the mob attacked him, and that's a whole nother argument. It is your right as a person living in a democracy in the United States, protected by the First Amendment, to say whatever you believe. And we should be encouraging this behavior, not shaming it. I want both sides to speak on this argument. Tony Dungy went on the Pat McAfee show, and he said that he did not condemn Brees for what he said, unlike the mob. Dungy realizes that many people in the nation share Brees' opinion. Dungy said that he believes both parties, the ones that want to protest the anthem and the ones that don't, need to get together and find common ground. Why is that so hard? I live by a very simple code, okay? Whatever floats your boat, as long as it doesn't sink mine. If there are players that don't agree with kneeling for the anthem, they should not be condemned for their beliefs. Just like the ones that want to protest the anthem. I said from day one that Colin Kaepernick had every single right as an American to kneel for the anthem. You, right now, wherever you are listening to this show, you can go to a store, buy an American flag, and set it on fire. That is your 100% right as a citizen of this nation. That doesn't mean that I have to agree that burning a flag is okay, nor would I ever condone that behavior. Again, that's what's great about this country. This is why I think many Americans don't like the kneeling for the anthem protests. The NFL lost ratings because a lot of people didn't understand what was going on, or they didn't agree with the how. They didn't agree with the how of why he was protesting, not the why. I think everyone in America understands that police brutality and the injustice done by police is 100% wrong, and everybody should be held accountable to their actions when stuff like what happened to George Floyd happens. 100% agree that that is wrong. And I don't understand when people say, you know what, I don't agree with the kneeling for the anthem, that we're all of a sudden labeled a racist or we're labeled part of the problem. You can agree with the why you're protesting, but you don't have to agree on how you're protesting. I don't understand why this is really hard for people to grasp. Again, as a society that is addicted to social media, we live in a world of absolutes. I talked about this on the last episode. If and then statements. If this, then this. There's no deviation. There's no middle ground. if you say this, you are a racist. If you say that I don't agree with you kneeling for the anthem, you're a racist. There are people actually on Twitter calling Breeze a racist. The man who donated and helped raise millions of dollars for New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina tried to basically wipe New Orleans off the map, he helped rebuild an entire community. A community, by the way, that is 60% African American. It is the most heavily populated city of African American population by percentage based, right? In the country, there are more African American people living in New Orleans than any other race, and it is the most heavily populated African American city in America. He did more for the city of New Orleans than probably any politician in the last two decades. But unfortunately, people have short memories. You don't have to agree with everyone all the time. You can disagree with anyone you want. But it would do you in the country so much good if you listened to everyone's opinion before you gave your own. We have two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. There is a reason for that. Listen to both sides of an argument before you condemn someone's opinion. From the very beginning, I never had a problem with Kaepernick kneeling for the anthem. I defended his right to do so. I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, and I take that very, very seriously. But that doesn't mean I have to agree with the how. I can agree with the why he's protesting. Again, police brutality is terrible. What happened to George Floyd is terrible. What happened to countless of other Americans, white and black, Asian, Hispanic, all across this nation from police brutality is terrible. But I am allowed to have a differing opinion on what you're supposed to do when the national anthem is played. That's my right, just like it's your right to disagree with me. And we don't have to have an argument about it. We can try to have a talk, sit down and express my opinions, your opinions, and find common ground. Why is that so bad? Why must there only be two concrete schools of thought? This or that, right or wrong, left or right? Why can't we just do what the very, very wise Tony Dungy says and find a middle ground? I honestly don't know. I don't know why it is so complicated and why this is now becoming a them versus us type of argument. People forget, okay, and you can say, oh, the climate of the country is changing. Yes, I think a lot more people, just by the presence of technology and that everything can be filmed, are becoming a lot more aware of how much police brutality happens in this nation. And again, that's 100% terrible. I don't want anyone to die at the hands of law enforcement. I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible that the New York City Police Department pays $230 million out a year because they falsely arrest someone or to settle a police brutality case or to settle any type of police dispute where they wrongly imprisoned, wrongly arrested, wrongly used brute force. They pay $230 million a year in taxpayer money to settle the problems that they have inside their agency. Do you understand? That should make you so outraged. That alone. We should not be having a debate about whether it's okay to kneel, not okay to kneel, and how that hurts our feelings. You should be extremely pissed that there's $230 million being thrown away in New York City every year because these cops can't be held accountable. All they do is they continue to abuse people. That should piss you off. That pisses me off. And I don't even live in New York. I don't even pay New York taxes. And I'm pissed. That's $230 million a year. Do you know what that money could do for other people? Do you know what you could do with $230 million? No, bad cops continue to get let off. Okay. There's good cops and there's bad cops. And the vast majority are good. But there's bad ones, and somehow they continue to allow to be in this in the system. We need 100% reform of the criminal justice system and the fact that bad cops are continuing and they're allowed to be in a position of power constantly. If you're bad, you should not be able, like the cop who killed George Floyd, have 13 offenses on your record. That should never even be possible. You should not be allowed to continue to be a cop if you have 13 violations on your record of assault, of abuse of power, of whatever you want to call it. It's 13. Again, the city of New York, again, if just in case you didn't hear me the first time, they throw away $230 million to settle lawsuits just because they falsely arrested people or they've abused their power or to settle police brutality cases, $230 million. And we have athletes and stars that have a huge platform bitching about whether or not you should kneel or stand for the anthem. Do you understand how stupid that is when literally the problem exists in the system? It's not, it has nothing to do with white, black, whatever. It is in the system. The system is fundamentally corrupt. There's $230 million a year just in one city in this country that gets thrown away because bad cops continue to be allowed to abuse their power. And we're too busy and we're too petty in the media bitching about what Drew Brees has to say or his teammates have to say on the matter and then making him apologize because what he said and his opinion isn't valid and there's only one opinion. There can never be any contrary belief, right? And the fact that I just had to tell you something that you probably didn't even know about the New York City Police Department on this platform, okay, which I don't even want to have this type of platform. I want to talk about sports. But right now we can't because there are none and we continue to just be bombarded by political issues. So now that's what this show has to turn into. And I got to be the truth bringer. I got to tell you the facts. I have to tell you the truth on this platform. I have to tell you that New York City wastes $230 million of taxpayer money to help bad cops fight their lawsuits. Do you understand how stupid that is? Do you understand how pissed that makes me? Do you understand that's why I think this whole petty argument about kneeling, not kneeling, standing, sitting, whatever, taking a crap during the national anthem doesn't matter at all, and yet we're still surrounded by the constant bullshit of everyone bitching about it? Do you understand how stupid that is? Do you understand how that doesn't fix anything? Do you understand how you can fix something by just looking at the facts of what's happening in the nation right now and understanding where the problem is? Has nothing to do with standing, kneeling, sitting, spinning around, tap dancing during the national anthem. That doesn't fix anything. The system is corrupt and it needs to be fixed. And I shouldn't have to be telling you this on a sports talk radio show. You should be able to figure it out for yourselves. But apparently we can't. Apparently we're too busy sitting at home on Twitter bitching about what Drew Brees had to say and making him apologize publicly, which he should never had to do, but he did. And unfortunately, we're too busy in America slandering people's opinions instead of going out and trying to understand the facts of what the hell is wrong with this nation. And I should not be the one that have to do it. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Every time I go, I had to take a hiatus from Twitter because it's so stupid. There's just so many stupid people on it. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts that I have to be the voice of reason. It drives me nuts that I have to be the guy to call out hypocrisy. It drives me nuts that there's not a single person, besides maybe a handful of one or two people, that have the balls to say what I say on this type of platform. Nobody else has the balls to say what I have to say. Nobody does. Because they're too busy about conforming to somebody else's effing opinion all the time. I don't conform to anybody. I make my own ideas. I make my own opinions. I give you my truth. Every single time I step on this or step up to the desk and make a podcast for you people, I tell you exactly how I feel. And I tell you exactly where the problem is and I tell you the facts. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. Turn the channel, go find another podcast. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't care. I care deeply about telling the truth and about giving you an honest opinion, which you can or you can disagree with. But you should not be disagreeing with the fact when I present you with factual evidence of $230 million being flushed down the toilet every year in one city in this nation because there's bad cops that exist and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to actually care. We're too busy caring about stupid things that don't solve any of the problems. Do you understand how frustrating that is? Like, you do understand that, right? Like, please. Please, somebody respond to me on Twitter. Somebody respond to me on Instagram. Somebody explain to me how stupid and dumb it is that we care about the protest of the national anthem, which I support you doing 100%, your right to do so. Again, not ever will I ever go against the right to peacefully protest. It is 100% your First Amendment right to do so. But when I tell you that there's a city in this nation that throws $230 million of your money away to help defend dirty cops every year, because there's cops that continually abuse their power just in one city in this nation, and you still want to bitch about something that doesn't even matter? I mean, seriously, do you understand how frustrated it makes me feel? That I feel like I'm the only guy, okay? I'm the lone person on a hill trying to speak to a bunch of people that are just too stupid to understand what's happening. I'm here trying to tell you my factual truths that I do research on. And then I come on this platform and I give you my opinion. You can disagree with opinions, but you cannot disagree with facts. And the fact is, we throw away $230 million in one city in this nation every year to help keep dirty cops on the streets and fighting lawsuits against cops who abuse their power. That should piss you off way more than any anthem protest. It should. But the fact is, it doesn't, because it doesn't get talked about on social media. No one will talk about it in the news. No one will. Because we're too busy with our thumbs up our ass complaining about things that honestly will not change no matter what. There's always going to be people who disagree with kneeling for the anthem or standing for the anthem. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You're never, ever going to make that argument disappear. There's always going to be people who disagree. And it's, again, their right to disagree. It's your right to agree with kneeling. It's your right to agree with standing. It doesn't matter. Do you understand that this is all fog? This is all bullshit? They want you to keep this whole charade up. Everybody in the nation wants you to focus on petty issues that don't solve problems. When I'm over here telling you where the problem is, it exists. Okay? You can physically see it. Follow the money. You can physically find the problem. Instead of bitching about things that will never, ever, you can't solve and will never fix the actual problems, which continue the abuse of cops' power in society. But again, I'm telling you the truth. You can disagree with me. You can not listen to my show anymore. You can think I'm an asshole. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the arguments of talking about petty things that won't solve anything, because there's people on both sides of the aisle, again, that have an opinion, which they are allowed to have, and I 100% support both sides. And I think you should be 100% entitled to your opinion. If your opinion is, I think Eli should jump off a cliff, okay, that's your opinion. Sweet. I'm not going to jump off a cliff, but you can say that. 100%. Just like you can say, I think we should kneel for the anthem. And just like Joe Schmo down the street could say, I think we should stand. And you can argue all day about how, man, if we really kneeled for the anthem, that would really change the society of how police brutally abuse their power in multiple cities across the nation. When I'm telling you that they want you to continue to do that. They want you to continue to argue about stupid stuff so that the main problem, that $230 million in one city that continually funds the lawsuits of these cops, never gets mentioned, and you don't even know about it. But again, continue on your day. Continue on being a blind sheep and fighting over Twitter battles about stupid nonsense. But again, I will always be a proponent of the First Amendment on the show. I will always be giving everyone the right to speak, whether I agree with your opinion or not. I want you guys to tweet me, @TheRantEli. I want you guys to follow me on Instagram, @TheRantWithEli. I want you to email me, therantEli@gmail.com. I want you to hear your opinion. I'm not going to shy away from anybody's opinion. Anybody I'm friends with, whoever listens to the show. If you disagree with me, that's 100% you're right. I want to hear your guys' side of the argument. I think I've listened to both sides. I've stayed silent, and I think I've listened to both sides of the argument. But I think what we're doing is, as a group of people, we're barking up the wrong tree. We are so singularly focused on one way of protesting or one way of trying to fix the problem when really I think it's a waste of time for both sides. I think anybody should be do whatever you want. If you want to kneel, you want to stand, again, I 100% support it because you're right. You could burn the flag right now if you want. You can go outside and have a bonfire. You can start a flag fire. Again, that's your right. Does that mean I have to agree with you? No. Does that mean you have to agree with me? No. But I think we should listen to everybody's side of the argument before we try to mob people into recanting how they believe something and recant their own opinions in order to please the majority or what we perceive to be the majority, which exists on a social media platform. That's all I want. I want people to be less reactionary. I want us to understand, just like the chimps, why we're beating the shit out of this person, right? What are the consequences? Why? All we know is we snatched Drew Brees when he touched that ladder and beat the shit out of him. But we don't even know why. And that's what I want you people to understand, okay? Please share the podcast, okay? I feel like this one's really important. Share it with everyone, even if you don't agree with it. Even if you don't like anything I had to say today, share it because it gets somebody else to look at it from a different point of view. Okay, and I want you guys to reach out to me and tell me how I may be, maybe not, how you disagree with me. 100%, you're right to disagree with me. But again, no one should be trying to cancel anybody or the mob mentality to beat somebody up because we don't understand or we don't agree with their opinion. Okay, that's what I want you guys to do today, okay? So remember to share the podcast, friends, families, cousins, dogs, uncles, aunts, cats, whoever. Remember, guys, check out jagosports.com. They have all their stuff up there, so keep checking out their stuff. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you guys when I see you.